Donnie Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Josh Loper of ES Chat. Josh, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me, Donnie. Good afternoon.
So, Josh, a lot of people are focused on, hey, do I use LMR? And, you know, this LTE stuff looks pretty interesting. And people focus on doing one or the other. Is that really the only choice?
We don't think so. At ES Chat, we believe that the right approach to providing communication for your business or agency is oftentimes better fit with a hybrid approach, where you know, we look at mixing broadband push-to-talk solutions with existing or new LMR solutions.
Okay. But if I'm just, when you say mixing, you know, are we talking about actually having them linked together where they can talk to each other, or is it a situation where I just have to make sure I'm using one or the other at the right time?
No, where they can talk to each other. So we have two different methods that we offer to do interoperability between our ESChat broadband solution and LMR systems. We would classify them as basic and advanced at a high level. The basic are the more common ROIP solutions. They're popular, they're reliable, they have good voice quality, they're fairly low cost, and you know, these are using gateways from products like people like GPS. They're limited in the features they can perform, but they work on any radio technology in any frequency band. So there's a lot of desire to use those. But we also focus on the advanced interoperability category. And with those, we look at supporting interop between ESChat and P25 via ISSI and ESChat to DMR via AIS. And those are native protocols that were put into those systems to communicate with other like systems or consoles.
Okay. Well, that interoperability has got to be crucial, especially when folks are dealing with mission-critical systems. Speaking of which, congratulations on your new contract with the Department of Justice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's a great win, and I think a good testament to you know, the adoption of broadband push-to-talk solutions. We've been working with the DOJ since 2013, and we also work with eight other executive departments within the federal government.
Okay, and you guys have been working with the DOJ or the federal government for quite some time now, right?
Yeah, the first, I believe the first DOJ contract was in 2013. I'm not sure that that was the first of the federal contracts we did, but it goes back a ways.
Okay, all right. But bottom line is they're used to using ES Chat. This isn't something new for them.
No, this is an expansion of the, you know, the existing use to a much broader set of users within the agency.
Okay, all right. And then in the commercial market, you guys just announced a deal with Telus?
Right. So Telus, one of the three major carriers in Canada, announced that they have gone to market with ESChat as their solution. Telus has a long history with push-to-talk over cellular. They were the IDEN provider with the solution called Mike. It was the equivalent to Nextel in the U.S. And then they've moved into the broadband market, and ESChat is their new solution, and we're proud of that. It's actually not quite new. It's been in soft launch for a little over a year, while they've brought on a number of marquee customers. And we've done some carrier integrations. So they're live with that now, and that's quite exciting.
Okay. Wow. Well, you guys are working with quite a few carriers, aren't you, in North America?
We are. So last October, T-Mobile announced their selection and launch of ESChat. And through one of our white label partners, we have been working or selling through Rogers in Canada for a number of years, I believe since 2014. So, you know, with T-Mobile's acquisition of Sprint, that leaves six major North American carriers, and half of them are now using ESChat or ESChat technology as their primary broadband push-to-talk solution.
Okay. And of course, even the ones that aren't using ESChat as the primary, you're still able to interoperate with those?
Yeah, there's always ways to provide interoperability. You know, our vision of a hybrid network really requires interoperability at three levels. You know, inter-carrier interoperability, that's one of the key reasons that people use ESChat, is that you can use it on and across any wireless carrier. Inter-system interoperability, which addresses the LMR to LTE type of interoperability we discussed earlier. And thirdly, inter-vendor interoperability. And this is really the most challenging because in many cases we're competitors with the other vendors. But, you know, we are completely open to working to provide interoperability between our product and our competitor, because ultimately our goal is to serve the customer. And, you know, in the same way, inter-carrier interoperability is required because, you know, not all agencies are going to go to one carrier. Not all agencies are going to go to a single push-to-talk vendor. And therefore, we do need to work together to make sure that that interoperability is available. We're doing this for the benefit of our public safety agencies, and that's just something that we should own up to and execute.
Okay. And you mentioned that for your public safety agencies and things, but, I mean, frankly, is it starting to become more apparent, the value of interoperability starting to become more apparent even on the commercial side?
Yeah, there's lots of commercial entities that have existing LMR that are looking to augment. I'd say there's more of a move. While we don't promote ESChat or broadband push-to-talk in general as a replacement for LMR, you know, that is up to the entity itself, whether it's a commercial business or a government agency.
Mm-hmm.
But we do see, you know, more companies that are doing complete transition to broadband solutions in the commercial markets. Within public safety, there are certainly elements within law enforcement, for example, that are better served with a broadband solution. The smartphone is a better tool for an undercover officer than a bulky radio.
Yeah, that probably would give you away about as fast as anything, is carrying a really big radio around as an undercover officer. So that makes sense.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Josh, it's congratulations on the new contracts, and look forward to seeing what else you guys have coming down the interoperability pike in the future. Thanks for taking time to speak with
us. Definitely. You bet, Donnie. You take care.